Hello, my name is Nina. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
Testing site or a vaccine appointment?
Vaccine appointment.
Let me give you the direct number to pre-register for your county. You ready for the number?
Yes.
855.
855.
566.
Yes.
5333.
Okay. Am I speaking to a real person?
You are.
Oh, hi. maybe you can help me a little more. You were really good.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, I have a 89-year-old friend here in Perdido Beach, Alabama, and she went to the OWA today. She hasn't had either one of her vaccinations. She went to the OWA today, and she found out that was only for the second dosage. So we need her to get the first dosage first. I need to know when and where she can get it, please.
That's where the pre-registration comes in for you. So that one, when you call and ask for your county, ask also,
yes,
other than putting you on that list, immediately ask when they say what county, say, I'll give you the county, and may you also give me the address to where the place is, because you will wait for a call back when they're ready to give you an appointment. But also in this fluctuating policy time, you can go to sites and inquire on your own. So we're just doing the pre-registration. You're welcome to wait for when they call you and say, now we have an appointment. In addition, you can do your homework and look around.
I can look around. And what do you mean look around?
Meaning
where else would I look?
You would have to inquire. So the public health website, which I'm going to give you, and nurses, you can talk to them, which I can give you that phone number. Just letting you know you have options, but the pre-registration is good. That least puts you in a solid position to get a call back.
Okay. I'm just worried about her answering the phone. You know, she doesn't hear well. I'm just here for like a day and a half, maybe 2 days. I don't live around here, and
it's not that simple. Yeah, not these days. This is pandemic. Everything's very delayed. And it depends how close you all are. If you answer your phone more frequently, you're welcome to put your number. But it's all about how you all agree.
Right. Okay. So there's no way I can go online and make an appointment for her.
Actually, let's give you that website address. And then when you call this direct number that I gave you, ask them for that website. And yes, I believe you can, but ask them for that website. Okay. And inquire as well. Okay.
Now, would that be... what website am I asking for?
I don't know. So they will have for that vaccine. You're calling right now the testing site, and I have numbers for nurses.
Okay.
I have nurses you can talk with, and I have testing sites.
Okay.
Would you like any of that information other than the number I gave you?
No, we don't need the testing sites. Maybe a nurse's number.
Okay, let me give you two numbers or three, because I never know which one is too busy. 334.
Excuse me, 834?
334. 33.
Okay.
33.
Yes. 334.
314.
Yes.
9789.
Okay.
334.
Yes.
451.
Yes. What was the first number?
4.
051? 451. Okay.
4, yes. 451.
Yes.
0262.
Okay.
334?
Yes. Yes.
451?
Yes.
4571.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Be well, ma'am.